Welcome, Black Hollywood Live fans. Today, you are watching Fit Club. Today, we talk about a one-minute workout that will save you a ton of time, the healthiest ways to cook your veggies, and more.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, Fit Club.
Yes, I am feeling pumped, and we have been anticipating the show for a very long time. I'm your host, Fallon, also known as Fit with Fallon on Instagram, Twitter, and I recently was on the A&E Fit to Fat to Fit, so I'm probably much skinnier than you might have seen me on the show. I'm here with my co-host, Mr. Shaka Strong. Where can they find you?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Shaka Strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love this song.
I do too. Yeah. It gets me motivated. It gets me pumped up. It makes me want to talk about health and fitness and workout. So you guys, this is Fit Club. Welcome to the club. Kind of, you know, just want to tell you what the show is about. Now, we've been trying to put together a show geared just towards minorities to get you motivated, to get you going, to inform you.
But fitness is universal, so I think there'll be something for everyone to take away from the show.
Yes, and we will have you covered every week, same time, same place. Yeah. We have quite a few stories for you to run down, and I think you'll learn something. If anything, you know, do some squats during the show.
I love the stories that we have today. They're really good.
Yeah, the first story that I have is a science-backed way to help you keep off the weight. Now, you know, I think you've probably heard or read some articles about Biggest Loser. We actually did the after show for Biggest Loser on AfterBuzz TV, and oftentimes we would get invited to the finale. And what I would notice, and I've been hosting the after show for many, many years, and what I have noticed is that a lot of the contestants from the show, they actually regain at least the same amount, like all the weight they lost or even more. Yeah. So it's kind of sad sitting in the audience and seeing them, you know, having regained all the weight that they lost on, you know, a previous season of the show. So there's a new scientific study that shows that a great way to keep the weight off is actually not the gym, but to join a group such as Jenny Craig or Weight Watchers. And I'm a trainer as well. And one thing, you know, that I have noticed is that my clients who do Weight Watchers or the Lindor, they actually do a really good job with keeping the weight off.
Yeah, and it's no small study. So it was 65,000 participants in a nonprofit called Take Off Pounds Sensibly. Mm-hmm. And they tracked this nonprofit over 5 years. And they found that those that stuck with that program for 3 years, 90% of them kept their weight loss off.
90%. That is, for statistics, that is huge. That, and 6,500 people?
Yeah, and it didn't require an expensive monthly gym membership. Mm-hmm. It required this sort of community-based motivation and involvement. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what's a great takeaway, is that they can be doing something that's inexpensive to continue to motivate themselves to lose weight.
Yeah, and I even suggest if you are not in a group, you know, even getting your friends together, coworkers. Yeah. I remember I was training this one teacher, and she was motivating so many of her coworkers that I had a weekly boot camp. I would go to the school, and I would train all the teachers, and I would weigh them in, and they held each other accountable. So I think that sense of community when you're losing weight is really important. And I think a lot of people don't realize that, you know, food is an addiction for a lot of people. So, you know, you have to maintain, you have to, you know, just like alcoholics, they go to AA, you know, and it's to keep them away from that addiction.
And that group support is so essential for them.
Exactly. So I think it's very key, you know, if you can, to get into that group. Or even, you know, I work out the same time every day in the morning, and I see the same exact people.
So an unwitting group of people.
Exactly. And, you know, sometimes I'll go in late, and people will be like, oh, you're coming in late.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
You've missed a couple of days. Yeah. So having that sense of a community, it really
continues
does hold you
motivate.
Accountable and motivates you. So I find that very interesting.
Yeah, and hopefully the Biggest Loser gets the memo, because they're getting a lot of flack now about the lack of support they're giving these contestants afterwards. And how hard would it be for them to make an app or some, like, private group page for all the contestants for all the seasons that they could continue to motivate each other and be part of a community.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is, too? I mean, they try in a sense. I know Planet Fitness gives them a year membership afterwards. Yeah. And, you know, I know there's support within the communities once they've been on that level. But the problem that I see with Biggest Loser, even though I love the show, is that they take you out of your home element. No. So I feel like if they did a season of Biggest Loser where the contestants actually stayed at home the entire time, I feel like they wouldn't have such a bad rate of people gaining the weight back afterwards.
Yeah, but I think now that they know what's happening, it's hopefully it's on them next season to maybe create that community of contestants afterwards that can continue to motivate each other.
Yeah.
I don't think it'd be hard for them to say, look, every 6 months we check in with each other. We have a Facebook page. Yeah. We have this private, you know, that whole deal.
But that money is sure motivating, too. So when that money's not on the line, some people are like, oh, I'll have my my Cheetos and chocolate. And what am I drinking? Tomato? I don't know. I'm having a drink, guys, okay? I've worked hard this week. I deserve it. All right. So one of the other topics that we have to cover is which candidate is actually good for your health. Yeah. So Shaka has the deets on this story.
Yeah, so, you know, we've heard a lot from the candidates lately, and, you know, everything's been kind of in the news, but we haven't heard much about health. And we know that Obamacare, it was already contentious when it passed, but it's going to be back in the news as the Republicans have said they want to repeal it, Hillary Clinton wants to build on it, and Bernie Sanders would like to get rid of it and start with a single-payer healthcare system, something like a Medicare for all.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important to know that going, you know, through the election. And they looked at five different topics, and to be honest, a lot of candidates are not talking about all of these topics.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at out-of-pocket spending, rising drug prices, rising long-term care, rising Medicare, and also dental care, which is huge. So, and we'll start with dental care, because really dental care can be very indicative of diseases that you have. And most Americans that are insured also don't have dental care, because traditionally it's been like a separate separate coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And so, unfortunately, we're looking at what?
I still don't have dental care.
Yeah. We're looking at 100 million people without dental insurance right now. So that it's a really big problem. And so we're looking for the candidates to kind of come out on some of these issues.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them have been, quite, I mean, most of them have been silent on the majority of these issues.
And I'll tell you the reason why. I've been watching tons of food documentaries. And I feel like a lot of the politicians are backed up by these big Coca-Cola companies, Dasani water, all that stuff. So when you have people literally funding your campaigns, you ain't gonna mess that up. So that's why a lot of the politicians do not want to talk about that. But one thing, you know, I will say about Michelle Obama, you know, she's been such a big voice, and she has such a powerful impact on, you know, really fighting child obesity.
Yeah.
And it's to the point where even these big companies are actually joining with her, even though you don't want Coca-Cola to be in the running. But they figure, you know what? She's going to talk about it anyway.
They're reading the tea leaves, and they're realizing they need to get on board because Americans are starting to value their health.
And we are starting to wake up, finally.
So,
you know, even when I was at the dentist, you're talking about, you know, dental care. And my dentist, he was saying, you know, people don't realize how much sugar causes disease, even gingivitis.
Yeah.
You know, if you like sugar, you know, you really got to be flossing and brushing. And it's just sugar in itself. It's not good. You shouldn't be drinking Coca-Cola. You shouldn't be drinking coffee with a lot of stuff in it. So it affects your health, your Every kind of health that you have, it affects.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we're looking at these different issues, and we know the out-of-pocket spending is something that has gone up a lot. And so while more Americans are insured, they're spending more. And a lot of times the employers are getting costs, and they're passing them on to the employees. And so all the candidates, Clinton and Sanders specifically, have talked about this and working on these out-of-pocket expenses.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something to keep updated with as a campaign moves on.
Yeah.
I think when we hit the general election, some of these issues will become a little bit more salient.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you're looking at candidates, two of whom essentially want to get rid of Obamacare. Of course, Bernie wants to go with a single payer, and Hillary wants to build on it. So it's something to think about going forward. And you have to consider it going into this election, because this election literally will affect your health.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to pay
any more money than they're already paying.
And it will be nice not to have to pay $3,000 for a root canal.
Yeah, but I will give you guys a tip. I've been doing something called coconut oil pulling. And all it's involved is taking extra raw virgin coconut oil and just swirling it in my mouth for 15 minutes a day. And my mouth has felt healthier. It's supposed to clean bacteria. It's supposed to get rid of a lot of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I've had friends report that they had cavities that they were able to completely cure using the coconut oil pull.
So I take care of my teeth, but genetics also play in your dental health. And it's just everybody in my family, they have tons of fill-ins, cavities. Yeah. So one thing that a dentist had recommended for me is to brush my teeth with baking soda at night. Yeah. Because what that does is it kind of lowers or gets your pH level in your mouth where it needs to be. So if you have an alkaline, you know, environment, the acidity can't live there, and that's where the bacteria grows. So yeah, the coconut oil is good, baking soda is good, and now they're even putting it in toothpaste. In the toothpaste, so you don't have to. I still do, but yeah, that kind of.
Yeah, so hopefully we get better dental coverage, but in the meantime, you got to take care of your teeth somehow, so.
Yes, flossing, very key. After you eat your healthy food, of course.
Yeah, exactly.
Next topic we have is healthy ways to cook your veggies. Now, Shaka, I'll kind of give you the rundown. He is a vegetarian.
Vegan.
So he knows all about, you know, everything when it comes to vegetables, how to cook them, how to eat them.
I thought I knew. I didn't know. I
was going to get you up on these documentaries.
What do you think the best way to eat vegetables is, raw or cooked?
Raw.
That's what I always thought too. Not so. So
did I not read it?
Yeah.
I read some of it.
Yeah, no. I thought the same thing, but apparently the vegetables have the cellular makeup of the vegetables and the fibrous walls. When you eat them raw, they keep you from actually absorbing all the nutrients. So when you have the vegetables slightly cooked, it actually breaks down those cellular walls so you get more absorption of the nutrients.
Okay, so this is where I have an issue because I've seen tons of documentaries where they suggest not to cook the vegetables because it cooks the benefits of it, all the nutrients. And so how do you know if you're overcooking or...
So you want to... So three things that are really important are your time, your temperature, and the amount of liquid you're using.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to use minimal liquid when you're cooking, whether it's oil or water, whatever, if you're steaming or boiling. And boiling, really, you want to stay away from for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
You want to use a low temperature. So while cooking in olive oil and coconut oil is great because they have these high heats that they can take, you want to be cooking at a lower temperature to preserve those nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you're looking at your time, your temperature, the amount of liquid.
Mm-hmm.
And cooking for a shorter period of time will preserve a lot of those nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
So, steaming versus boiling, you want to steam it. We also found that you want to saute things rather than fry them. I think we probably kind of intrinsically knew that one. But, it was really interesting to figure that all out.
Didn't the article say something about microwaving, too? And I found that interesting because I'm like, usually I would think the microwave wouldn't be good for anything.
If you're short on time, you want a steamer microwave because with the microwave, you have the ability to use a little bit of water, not too high of a heat, and it's relatively quick. So you actually preserve a lot of the nutrients when you do it that way. And you can add in a little bit of oil when you do that, and you get some of those heart-protective benefits.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was eye-opening for me.
I'll have to turn down the temperature when I'm making my veggies.
Yeah, slow cook, and you'll be good to go.
Nice. Okay, I will have to try that. We have another article that we kind of researched that I found very interesting because I am a polar heart rate monitor girl.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this new fitness tracker, you know, of the future. I think, what movie is it? Star Wars?
Star Trek.
In that movie, they have something similar.
Tricorder where you go,
So what they're doing now, it's kind of above the heart rate monitor. And what you do, it's kind of like an EKG. You put it on your chest, and it's supposed to go above and beyond just tracking your heart rate level. It also tracks like the hormones and the different chemicals that your body produces. So, you know, we can now track other things that are going on in our body.
Yeah, specifically, it tracks your lactate. And so for athletes, it's super important because what we know is when you really stress your muscles out, you get lactic acid buildup, and that will help, that will tighten you up and keep your muscles from working the way they normally do.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you can actually kind of track your lactic acid threshold. And as you train, you actually raise that threshold.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be able to know, that you're getting better and you've had more endurance and those kind of things. And I think it's really, really great for athletes.
Yeah.
What they are saying, though, it's really great for just the regular person because it's helping track the heart.
Cardiovascular disease. Exactly. Yes.
And we know that heart disease amongst African Americans is huge. We have the highest rates of high blood pressure, which leads to heart disease and stroke. Mm-hmm. And so something like this could really be a benefit to Americans, all Americans, especially African Americans.
Yeah, I'm excited once this hits the market because I recommend having a heart rate monitor to all of my clients. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, you know, yesterday I just had a woman who was on the bike and she was getting her heart rate up too high, which actually she had to go to the doctor. And I think she was like potassium deficient and she has high cholesterol. So I think it's important, especially when we're working out, to be able to monitor these things.
Of course. Yeah. The more you can monitor, the better off you are.
Yeah. And then it's funny too, because you can also monitor your stress levels, what triggers you to be stressed. So not only will it help out your physical health, but it also will help out your mental health because then you can gauge, okay, this is stressing me out. Yeah. You know, maybe I need to stay away from, you know, this 5 o'clock traffic where, you know, your heart is going out of control because you have road rage.
Yeah. Especially in LA, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Especially in LA. Yeah. So I think overall, this is great. I'm so excited to see where this will go even beyond this.
Yeah, it's great because it's just the beginning, and they're saying they're already going to research more applications for this device and what else they can measure. So it sounds like they've really hit the cutting edge of something new.
Yeah, I'm excited. We have four fitness, I guess, trainer, Instagram, social media stars that I want you to kind of start following. I know Shaka, he's not following all of them. You'll have to tell me your favorite four fitness Instagram, social media trainers that you follow. The first person that I have is the one and only Drew Manning. He was actually the creator of the show that I was on. He years ago decided, you know what, he was struggling getting his clients to see results. They were quitting on him. So he gained a bunch of weight and then wrote a book about it and lost it all. So he gained 75 pounds in 6 months and lost it all and documented the journey. And he has just blown up having a TV show. Now he's doing tons of things all over the world promoting health and fitness. But I love following him, not only because I know him, even before I knew him, I read his book and followed him, but because he's real. Like, I feel like he's a little different from the other trainers because he was willing to put himself,
I was going to say that's a really powerful thing to do, to gain the weight like you did.
When I saw him 75 pounds heavier, I was just like, oh my goodness. And like, that's something that we have not seen.
And did he have a platform yet to be, or
was he worked in the medical field and part-time was a trainer and was just like, you know what? You think that I don't know what it is? Yeah. Okay, let me find out what it is overweight.
Yeah, already it's a bold decision, and then to kind of do it in the dark and not necessarily know if you're going to lose the weight.
He had no idea. Yeah. And it was just insane because he blogged about it and everybody went crazy because he was so real. Like, he was open and honest about the depression that he went through, how it affected his marriage, how it affected, you know, just him being lethargic and tired all the time, and how it had affected
the reactions he got from other people,
right? It was crazy. Even, you know, he ended up having a fatty liver, a liver of, like, an alcoholic. And so it was crazy. So it's nice to see what he's, like, up to. I like him also because he's always trying new things. Like, right now he's kind of doing the ketosis diet. He'll tell people, like, oh, my goodness, I'm getting headaches all the time, but I'm seeing great results. I have to keep hydrated. Yeah. So it's nice to just keep up with him and see what he's doing.
We get, like, a guinea pig to test everything out for us before we actually try it.
Exactly.
I like that.
Another, I guess, social media trainer that I like to follow is Kaiza Fit. And the reason why I like to follow her is because that girl gets it in. Like, every morning, this girl will have a new video up just going hard in the paint. Like, there's not a day that I don't wake up that I go onto my Instagram and I see her getting it in. She nice. Goes so hard that she actually, I think GoPro is now sponsoring her because she does so many amazing videos, and she has like different locations and cute workouts. And she actually used to be a duo. There was two of them, but I think one of them, maybe she couldn't keep up with her. I don't know.
She got a lot of energy.
I'm trying to keep up with her, but she's great to be motivated. And I love the explosive moves that she does. She's into plyometrics and high intensity intervals. And one day she'll use kettlebells. The next day she'll do CrossFit. The next day she'll be on a basketball court.
That's the kind of training I love. It's like athlete training. Yes. Where you're really doing so many different things to keep yourself balanced.
I think she played college sports. I mean, her body is all muscle. It's incredible. So if you want to be motivated, that girl will motivate you. Another Instagram that I like to follow is Fit Man Cook. I think his name is Kevin. I thought he was Latin, but he's not. He just speaks Spanish. But he's African American, and I think he lives in Texas. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to bulk up. And he was like, you know what? I love food, and I don't want to eat the typical rice and chicken, and I'm going to spice it up. And people were asking him, what are you cooking? So he just started making videos, and then he just blew up. And now he has, like, his own seasonings, and, like, he has, like, a show coming out. So he's doing amazing, but he's very motivating in terms of cooking healthy food that is delicious. It's not tilapia and asparagus.
And that's almost more important, because we know no matter how crazy of a workout you're doing, I don't care if you're doing 10 hours a day, if you're eating like crap, that workout's going to be not reflective of, you know.
Yeah. And what I like about him, too, is he has a little soul to him, you know. He can cook, you know, chicken and a version of mac and cheese that's a little bit healthier.
Any good vegan dishes? Any good vegan dishes?
He does vegan dishes. Okay, good, I don't know. Good. I'll have to kind of search and see which ones. Yeah. But he does vegan. And then he also does Latin dishes, plantains. I think he lived in Venezuela or a Latin country for a while, for like a year or so. He incorporates that into what he cooks, too. So he's awesome and motivating to cook. And my last girl that I like to follow, she's a fellow Dominicana, shout out to Manco Fit. And what I think so many people love about her is I remember years ago following her, and she was the skinny girl, very skinny. And she was like just into yoga, but she was pretty impressive with her yoga. And not only would she post and show videos and pictures of cool yoga moves, but she would also, and like the description, she would talk about how she just went through a breakup and she was going through depression and how working out was actually helping her. And now she wanted to gain weight and she packed on tons of muscle, and literally her body has transformed in the last 2-3 years. And we have witnessed, any of her followers have witnessed her transform in front of our eyes the entire way. And she went from this skinny, I'm gonna do yoga to get my mind and to help, you know, with the depression, to full-blown a couple years later to the strong, confident, sexy, you know, woman, engaged. Now her fiance, who loves fitness too, he's in it with her, and now they have like a couples workout page.
Oh,
and
that's awesome.
It's so inspiring for those single girls out there that
and we do know that couples do better though.
Exactly.
So
it's so nice to, she's just, I mean, I don't know her, but she just comes across so genuine, and she was just trying to push herself out of a dark place. And the only way she knew and that she had control of was her body. Yeah. And it literally has transformed her life. This girl's in Target commercials. She's on Latina magazine. She's on fitness magazine.
She's doing it just being a healthy individual. It's awesome.
And it's just, it's amazing what these four individuals, what fitness has done for them. Like, they have careers now just from social media and doing what they love, and that's working out and cooking.
Yeah,
and inspiring others. So if you guys haven't followed those four people, please get on your Instagram, get on your Twitter, and hit the follow button.
And I had to just jump on Instagram real quick just to give two of my favorites. So, Fully Raw Christina. That's Christina, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, Christina. And she's got one of the most
colorful
Instagrams because she's just showing so much food and so much good
she's
stuff.
Cute. Oh, you know what? I think maybe I did see this girl. Yeah, her photos are popping.
So her food's amazing. She kind of really shows you what going fully raw as a vegan you can do. I'm a vegan. I'm not fully raw yet. I'm going to give that a try next year. But this is my vegan year
first.
Okay,
so please explain what raw is.
So basically, you don't heat the food
above. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
But if you don't heat it.
No. You don't heat it above 118 degrees.
But how do you know? If I'm cooking, how do I know if I have it on 4 or 7 that it's too high or too low?
And as I go into my fully raw year next year, that's something I will have to
You know what? One of my trainers at my job, she's actually a host for Playboy Radio. It's called Sexy Beast. Yeah. And she's fully raw. She's a nutritionist. So maybe we can get her in here to give us both tips.
Because I would love some tips. Yeah. So next year I'm going fully raw. So I definitely need to learn something. Yeah. And my second favorite account is Ellen Ector Fit. She is amazing because what's amazing about her is she's 63 years old and she's doing these crazy workouts. And
I know this girl with her daughter. Is that her?
Yeah,
I've seen this girl. Yeah, she getting it.
Yeah, and so it's so inspirational. Most of the population right now is like above 65, above 55 years old. So the baby boomers are getting older and you get 10,000 people a day are turning 55 and older.
Oh, wow.
And my mom is part of that crowd, so I'm always trying to motivate her. Mm-hmm. And Ellen Ector is such a great motivator for her as well.
Oh,
so.
That's awesome. I'm going to follow those two.
Yeah, they're
You're
awesome.
Going to follow my four
Yeah,
people.
Of course. Yeah.
You guys out there watching, let us know who you follow, who inspires you. And, you know, follow us. We might inspire you, too. I like to post a lot of my workouts. Shaka, you're always posting. I like, you even do, like, funny workout videos.
I try to keep it entertaining.
Yours is entertaining.
Yeah, because fitness is not always, like, the funnest thing in the world, especially if you're just starting out. Yeah. So you need to get a little, entertainment.
Laugh here.
Too.
There. Yeah, especially I think it's funny too when you follow people who, they're always posting about pizza and cheat days, and it's funny because it's a struggle for all of us, even us who are in the industry, who this is our life. We still live. We still,
And I like to think I try to be representative of that, where it's not just like everything's super healthy.
Yeah.
But then I'm honest that I do eat healthy a lot of times too. You know. Yeah. And then I eat some crap every now and then as well.
Yeah.
So.
I get excited when I can post the bad stuff. I'm like, I earned it.
It's my day.
Yeah. These are my donuts. But I bought a baking pan for my donuts. So I'm baking my donuts. So maybe next time I'll just have to see what I can do to make it
veganize
vegan.
Them, yeah.
I know there's a garbanzo bean donut. Chocolate donut.
That sounds awful. But
garbanzo bean. I'm gonna cook it for you. But I know there is a cauliflower no mac and cheese recipe that is quite good.
I'm gonna be experimenting with that soon. So I think we're gonna give you a lot of our different recipes that we make at home and stuff we'll try just for you and on the show. So
I'm excited. We're gonna get our hands dirty in the kitchen and hopefully it comes out good and we can share our recipes. Yeah. And I have clients too who are always asking me for recipes. Yeah. So I can, whip out, what I have and share it with you guys as well. So that would be fun. And then also we can share our favorite exercises and moves and workouts that we like to do.
Yeah, I think you'll see from us a lot of kind of like home videos where we do stuff at home and then we bring it into you guys. So you can see that how we actually apply some of what we're talking about.
Oh, wait, we didn't talk about the 1 minute workout.
Oh, we got to talk about the 1 minute workout.
Okay,
yeah.
So there's this 1 minute workout that studies have shown is supposed to be, even better than.
Because what's the biggest excuse you get from everyone about fitness? Oh,
I don't have time. Yeah, so this is awesome because, and you know what's funny too is that I always tell my clients, I don't care if you're working out for 10, 20 minutes, do not skip a day.
Yeah.
Get it in. Because what I feel, and I think the study had shown it too, it's really about the intensity.
Yeah.
You know, you can walk on the treadmill, and I see people do this all the time. They will walk on the treadmill for over an hour at the slowest pace. And I'm like,
that's not even moderate. Yeah.
You know what you could have done in that hour? You could have worked out, showered, went food shopping, went home and cooked.
Exactly.
Like, Get it together.
Yeah, so I love this workout. It's quick. So the workout in total is 20 minutes. So, I mean, it's 10 minutes, sorry. So you have a 2-minute warm-up, mm-hmm. 20 seconds of high intensity, mm-hmm. 2 minutes of moderate intensity, mm-hmm. another 20 seconds of high intensity, 2 minutes of moderate intensity, mm-hmm. 20 seconds high intensity, and then a 3-minute cool-down.
Yeah.
So you're looking at a full 10-minute workout that is, they're showing just as effective as 45 minutes of moderate exercise.
I believe it.
And what was great is they did a pretty comprehensive study. They had everyone was sedentary in the group. Mm-hmm. So they had 9 that started off sedentary, and they were the 1-minute group. Mm-hmm. Then they had another 10 that did the 45-minute moderate exercise. Mm-hmm. And then they had another 6 that didn't exercise at all. And they found that the moderate intensity and the high intensity got many of the same benefits. And so, however, one thing we do have to look at here is what you are saving in time, you are increasing on the physical pressure of the body. So, and remember, if you're going to do this stuff, don't, you know, really half pace it. Really high intensity. You're running from a mugger. You're running from an attacker.
Yeah.
So this has to be a high intensity pace. And so if you have bad joints or you're obese and you have heart trouble, this is something you might want to talk to your doctor about first. Mm-hmm. But it can be quite effective. But you're not going to get anything, you know, as a guy said, the professor said during the study, no such thing as a free lunch.
Yeah.
So either you're going to get the time or you're going to get a little bit more physical pressure on the body. But either way, you're going to have to walk through walk through a wall here.
This reminds me, I do this class. It's for all women. It's like a group training. It's called Cross Chick. Yeah. And what we do is we do a similar like CrossFit type of workout, but we cater it to the woman's body. Mm-hmm. And I did a Fallon's Filthy 50. I'll have to give you that workout.
That's interesting.
It's a 25-minute time max, but most of my girls can get it done in about 13 minutes. And I'll tell you, 13 minutes of, it's I think like 50 of each exercise. It's like 50 burpees, 50 squat jumps with 10 pounds weights, 50 push-ups, 50. And you have to try to, you know, get through those 5 exercise and beat in a good time. So in 13 minutes, I'm telling you, you are white, like that's all you need. So I believe the study.
It's definitely spot on. So it's good to know that we can save a little bit of time. It's no longer an excuse.
Yeah. So if you wake up and you only got 10 minutes before you need to get ready, get to it. And it's a workout, you know, these type of things, you don't necessarily have to go to the gym. You could do it at your house. You can do it at the park. So it's really no excuse. You can work out anywhere. I mean, guys in jail work out, right?
Yeah.
And they're in cell block 8. They got this much room. They coming out there yoked.
Yeah, no excuses. No excuses whatsoever.
All right, you guys, I've had a great show. So much fun talking with you guys. Yeah. Thanks, you know, for always supporting me, Shaka, with your statistics. He has it down. That's one thing I could count on you for your stats. And then, you know, we'll see you guys next week. I think, can they rate and subscribe to us?
Yeah, download us on iTunes, give us 5 stars. And obviously on YouTube, we want to hear your comments. On Twitter, we would love to hear your comments. Yeah.
If there's any questions that you guys have too that you want us to research and look into, let us know.
We'll do your work for you.
If you want to know about coffee enemas and how I can help you with weight loss, hey, we'll look it up for you.
We'll do the dirty work.
Exactly. So we'll see you guys next time. Thanks for watching. We'll see you later. You guys can find me on fitwithfallon.com or at fitwithfallon on social media.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Shaka Strong.
See you next time.
Bye, guys.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Christian, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.